You're listening to SBS News.
The windswept, bleak, icy terrain of Arctic Greenland is far from hospitable. But all is not well. After 3 years of abandonment due to the coronavirus pandemic, researchers have returned to EastGrip, the East Greenland Ice Core project, a remote Arctic research base high up on the Greenland ice sheet. And as Europe sweltered in a record-breaking heatwave, scientists at the base saw temperatures rise to minus 1.6 degrees Celsius, close to melting point, on the 18th of July. Anders Svensson is an associate professor from the University of Copenhagen's Niels Bohr Institute, which runs the months-long camp.
These melt events that we have, they come more often now. So it used to be that it was always freezing at the top of the ice sheet, but now we get, 2012 was a warm year, then in 19 we also had a little melting, and now this year we saw that we went up to the melting point. You know, there's a lot of variability in the climate system, but we just have more frequent melt events also up on the top of the ice sheet.
The melting of Greenland's huge ice sheet is one of the more visible signs of human-caused global warming from the burning of fossil fuels, because it's causing seas to rise, putting coastal areas at risk. Scientists say if the entire ice sheet were to melt, which would take centuries, it could add over 6 metres to global sea levels. That would inundate many of Australia's major cities, which are largely on the coast. Professor Jürgen Peter Stephenson from the Niels Bohr Institute believes about half the sheet's mass is being lost below its frozen surface through fast-flowing ice streams that discharge directly into the ocean.
We suspect that there is meltwater at the bedrock, and that's why the ice can move that fast in an ice stream. But that is something we will only know when we get to the bedrock. So it's really important that we get all the way with the ice drill to the bedrock and see, is there water there, or is the ice actually frozen to the bedrock? This is something we don't know.
But working in close to melting temperatures this summer presented its own challenges. Associate Professor Svensson says the logistics of keeping ice core samples and even landing airplanes can be a real challenge.
If it is melting at the surface and we get all this warm air coming in, it's really hard to keep the ice cores cold enough. So actually what we did was to install an active cooling inside the trenches to keep the cold enough. And then the other issue is the logistics to have the airplanes landing on the ice sheet. If you're close to melting, the ice get really sticky and the skis, they stick. And also the airplanes, they actually break up the skiway. So it's really hard to do landing and takeoff.
Greenland's ice melting season normally runs from June until August. According to a study in August 2020, Greenland lost a record amount of ice during an extra warm 2019. The amount of meltwater was massive enough to cover the whole of the US state of California in more than a meter and a quarter of water. Professor Stephenson says the increasing regularity of high temperatures is very concerning.
In the last 1,000 years since the Viking ages until today, we only had one melt event that's detectable all over the Greenland ice sheet. And that was in 1887, until year 2000. And since year 2000, we had four. So, I mean, just that little piece of statistics just tells you, okay, we have an increasing problem, because right now the temperatures are going up and it's not a big deal whether it's -4 or -5. But once it hits melting, it really, really becomes significant.
The Arctic has been warming twice as fast as the rest of the world. In some seasons, it's warmed three times faster than the rest of the globe. Alan Hubbard is Professor of Glaciology at the University of Tromsø. He says the balance between melting ice and calving icebergs at the coast and fresh ice forming inland is extremely delicate.
This ice sheet was like a healthy bank balance. You know, the snow falling on the top of it was equaled by the melt and the iceberg calving at the edges. But over the last two decades, it's a bank balance that's gone seriously into the deficit. We've heard a lot about these things, but effectively what it means is the ice sheet is losing mass and it's now become the largest contributor to global sea level rise.
That's the sound of an iceberg calving as a Russell Glacier meets the sea. It's a sound that will be heard more often as the ice sheet melts. And it's a sound that heralds potential problems for all of us. Alan Lee, SBS News.